It seemed there was a breakthrough last week at a rare meeting between the Russian and Ukrainian presidents.
We agreed with Ukrainian partners on the conditions of the resumption of the gas supplies to Ukraine, at least for the winter period.
We have agreed on the main parameters of the contract, and we are now continuing talks on the resources to cover the shortage of funds to cover it.
But follow-up talks failed to deliver an agreement on the details. And that same day, during a visit to a military base in the midst of the parliamentary election campaign, Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk was in a combative mood.
I will tell you frankly, I think Putin doesn't want to sign any agreement, and his goal is to freeze Ukraine. We must be ready for the worst-case scenario.
Ukraine depends on Russian gas not only for cooking and heating, but also for its energy-inefficient factories, mainly in the eastern part of the country, some of them in areas controlled by Russian-backed rebels. And that's a big part of the problem, says Pierre Noël of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, who spoke via Skype.
In the long term, nothing has been solved. Ukraine is in very difficult economic situation. It was before the conflict. The conflict sharply aggravated that.
After Ukraine's pro-Russian president was ousted in February, Russia canceled three discounts it had given Ukraine on a gas price set 5 years ago. Ukraine can't afford that price now. It's not a popular view in Kiev, but experts see the possibility of trading recognition of a Russian role in eastern Ukraine for a new discount.
This is the logic behind the talks of federalization of Ukraine. You know, without breaking up the country politically, you would allow those eastern industrial provinces to keep their sort of special relationship with Russia.
Russian natural gas facilities like this one provide crucial supplies for much of Europe, including Ukraine. At the same time, Russia is under heavy Western sanctions for its annexation of Crimea and its meddling in eastern Ukraine. All that complicates the effort to reach agreement on Ukraine's natural gas supply as winter approaches and the talks resume next week. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.